the Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane Jr., Mark D'Avola. And let me tell you something. Do you know how hard it is to peel an unripe banana? Stop moving your mic around. It's fucking noisy as hell.
I wanted to tilt it in a way that I was more...
More tilted.
Tilted towards my...
Towards Mecca. Anyway, I've been buying bananas. You know, I take a banana to work.
Is this a banana anecdote?
I guess. It's called a banana dote.
Okay.
It's like an antidote, but with a banana.
It's like Bananagram. You ever play that game?
No. But so I buy bananas, but I have to buy them super green so that they'll last the week or they'll be fucking, you know, mush by the end. So I buy, you know, by the first day of work, I'm taking pretty much a green banana, and holy shit, it is like impossible to peel it. You try, you're just breaking off chunks.
Do you like...
pina coladas?
A riper banana or a less ripe banana? Because I prefer the right after it turns yellow. I like that.
Yeah, less ripe, not too ripe.
I don't like the real smushy brown.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for me.
Mm-hmm. That sounds racist.
I've argued all the time about how banana is the best fruit.
It is.
Bar none. It's easy to eat. Like, you just put it in your lunchbox, bam.
It comes with its own fucking casing.
Yeah.
I know, it's perfect. Apples, sure, they taste good.
But yeah, you gotta wash them. And...
Well, you don't have to. But the skin gets caught in your teeth, and it's like too much to eat.
Squirts on people if you're eating it in a crowded room.
Yeah.
Or... Did you just squirt me with your banana, with your apple?
With your banana.
And no one's ever got squirted by a banana.
I used to bring an apple to work. I was on an apple kick for a while, and I'd bring an apple to work, and I'd eat it on break. I could barely fucking... I have a 15-minute break, and I could barely finish it in 15 minutes. Because an apple, it takes a while.
I've always said,
though, big apple,
that you look confident walking around eating an apple. You look cool.
You always do say that.
I don't know if it's true.
It's not.
Maybe no one else thinks this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. See that guy with the apple? I want to fuck him.
Why is that guy in Macy's with an apple? I don't know. We should kick him out, maybe. He's going to get juices all over the place.
Well, yeah. They give you trouble in the store. You can't bring food.
Really? Because people are walking around the mall. They got pretzels and drinks.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is the rule. You're not really supposed to, but people don't really say shit.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, if you're kicking out customers. Now, if you're some young punk.
Yeah, then they'll give you shit, because odds are you're not going to spend any money.
I think we're finally past young punk age.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm not going to get shit in a store. Even though I do make eye contact with the security dude at Target when I do my shopping.
Because you're scared?
I don't think that's why we make eye contact, because I'm scared. I think a dude's scary. Let me look at him.
That guy looks like a criminal.
No, it's like I know who the guy. I don't know the guy or anything, but I mean, I see him all the time. And then I see him in plain clothes, and I'm always thinking.
At the orgy, and.
No, it's like, is he.
Swingers Club.
Is he off duty and just doing some shopping? Or is he undercover and kind of like, you know, just hanging out?
He should blow his cover. Like, hey, are you undercover or are you just shopping?
Yeah, I'm curious, though. That's not really much cover. He's not fucking breaking up some smuggling ring, you know, who's just, like, stealing shit out of Target.
How is he going to get a loss prevention job?
Yeah, but they wouldn't hire you?
Because it's a lot of nothing.
Yeah, you're not really doing anything.
And then when you do catch people, like in the description, it's like, well, you're going to have to interview people and talk to law enforcement. It's like,
meanwhile, you don't really do anything, I imagine. Oh, I seen an article the other day about there was a kind of crime ring working out of a Walmart. This little crew got together and they're running some scam where, like, they'd have friends come and then they'd do it, or someone would work the register and then they'd like not ring something up. They'd like pretend to ring it up. Then, like, let them go through, or they'd ring it up and then void it out real quick. You know, they had their little tricks. And like,
I used to do that at McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, well, you weren't arrested. These people got caught, and they're like, I think they got caught because they got greedy. They were doing it too much, and they ended up with like $8,000 in merchandise, and they, you know, had like a whole bunch of people caught.
And the thing is, when they, if they catch you doing that there, they're not going to, like, Ah, gotcha. You stole that, whatever.
You got CD.
You stole that Rascal Flatts CD. You're screwed now. No, they're going to keep watching you for a week. So you keep going up. Then they can get you for a fucking felony.
Yeah, because listen, you do it once. It's like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
It's petty theft. Yeah, it's petty theft.
Like, you know, you can
fire you, but they're not going to bother pressing charges.
Plus, you could have a legitimate excuse. You're like, oh shit, I thought I did ring it up. I messed up. Sorry. No, I wasn't trying to steal anything.
Excuse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I want to steal. It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's too expensive. You know how much this should cost here, and you know how much you pay us.
They're going to go like, all right, we're gonna get them.
Yeah.
Let's get once up to felony territory.
They discover it, and now they just keep an eye on you, and all of a sudden, you're being fucking recorded every day while you're doing it. So,
and you're not going to know either.
Well, yeah, of course you don't know.
Like, holy shit, I'm getting away with this for weeks.
So finally, when they bust you, you've stolen like 15 grand worth of shit, and now they have video of you doing this for months.
That's and then it's grand larceny.
Yeah,
larceny,
they fucking larceny. They got your shit. I'm like, oh my god! Imagine you're just some idiot, probably barely graduated high school, working at Walmart. You
think swimming in TVs at home?
Yeah, you think you're getting one over on them? Like, oh man, life is fucking good.
Those fucking idiots! They don't have a clue.
Now all of a sudden, it all comes down on you. Your life fucking crashes around you. Would you just fucking start crying?
You know what it seems? Because
you just got like busted. Do you think these people are such scumbags? They don't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like people care if they get arrested.
Whatever, fuck you. Not my first time in prison.
And they know that people don't go to prison now anyway.
No. Some kind of probation.
There's murderers out.
Yeah.
There's murderers out murdering. Just last week.
A murderer murdered. Did you hear about
nearby,
that?
He hammered his grandmother to death.
Like sexually?
No, with a hammer. He beat her to death with a hammer. 15, 20 years later,
sometimes
he's out.
Sometimes I'll hammer a chick.
He's out of prison. Like, all right, see you later. You're good.
And he paid his debt.
No, what he does? You know what he did?
Hammered his grandmother again. His other grandmother.
He had this idea. He goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start my house on fire, stand on a hill, and then start shooting firemen when they come to put the fire out.
He really hates fire. I'm not a fan of firemen either, but I'm not going to do that.
So that's what he did, and then he killed himself.
Huh.
And like, people are like, well, you know, they start complaining about guns, but how about don't let shitheads out of prison who killed their grandma?
I'd say complain about both.
Like, listen, you kill your grandma, you have no use to society anymore. You're not going to be,
rehabilitated?
Yeah, you're not. You killed your grandma. Of all people to kill.
What if she was a bitch? My grandmother was a bitch. I mean, I wouldn't have killed her, but she wasn't nice.
That's weird. That's so foreign to me.
Not having a nice grandmother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I spent, like, the majority of my youth.
She raised you.
No, I'm just saying, like, on weekends, I used to get all excited because I get to go to my grandma's.
Oh, man. That would be punishment. Every once in a while, like, I remember me and my cousin would talk to each other about this. Like, every once in a while, like, my mom, I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she, like, dropped me and my brother off at my grandmother's house and we'd stay there. We would dread it, and she'd, like, put us to work. We're out, like, out in the yard pulling weeds, and she'd feed us some weird fucking gross ass, like, porridge or something.
She'd make you pull the weeds?
Oh, yeah. You gotta get to work. And then, like, when my mom would pick me up, I'd be like, don't you ever leave me here again. Like, oh, that would be punished. We would hate going over there. She wasn't, like, a nice, like, the grandmother you see on TV.
That's crazy. Because what I would do, come, like, Thursday night, I'd call my grandma, like, hey, can I come over this weekend?
Yes, Derry, of course.
Yeah, and they'd love it. Like, that was exciting
Hooray!
For them. They lived for it. So I'd go over there. During the summer, I'd stay there for a week sometimes.
Yeah.
And by there, nice. I mean here, because I live in that house now.
You never left.
I go and live here for a week.
No, you live here forever.
Oh my
this
God.
This must be like a treat for you, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, no one's making me sandwiches.
I'll make you a fucking sandwich.
It was great too, because I sleep on the couch at first. And
at first? Then you start sleeping with your grandmother?
No, later
on. The story's taking a weird turn.
Well, at the time my uncle still lived here, so
then you see with him?
He finally moved out, so I got to sleep in a regular bedroom. But
yeah.
So I'd be on the couch sleeping. All of a sudden, I wake up and, blueberry muffins.
I thought they were making you a sandwich. Blueberry sandwiches?
And then when I got older, I'd sleep into like 11 or noon. I remember a lot of times on Sundays, if I was over, I knew church was coming up, I'd always pretend I was sleeping so they'd leave without me for church.
They can't wake your ass up? Nah, let the boy sleep. He's tired. He's been up all night doing nothing.
Yeah, sleeping is very important to old people. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I guess I'm old.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'd wake up at like 11 sometimes, and they already ate breakfast like 5 hours before that. But I'd be like, all right, I'll make you breakfast. So she'd make me some eggs and pancakes. And then an hour later, it's lunchtime. She'd make me lunch.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I didn't experience that. But, like, my son will experience that. Because, I mean, that's what he does, you know? My parents love having him, and he's out there, he's over there playing and having a great time, and, you know, he runs the house. Yeah, that did not happen for me.
That happened at my parents' house, but I've yet to give my mother the gift of grandchildren, which I hear about on a constant basis.
Yeah.
She's holding out hope, though.
Yeah, one day it'll happen.
Can't you just have one accident? One accident, that's all. Just don't pull out, that's all.
Man, you have weird conversations with your mom.
Listen, she's desperate.
She must be.
Like, go get your other one, adopt something. I don't know.
Darren, those agencies aren't letting your parents get any more kids.
Why not?
Listen, we don't need to get into your family business on the air, okay?
They're fine.
Private shit.
It's all turned out with no criminals. Socially awkward I am, maybe, but I don't know if that's their fault.
Yeah, our parents can brag. Because there's plenty of parents out there where they've got fucking kids in jail, always in trouble with the police, out fighting and boozing and carousing.
I guess we're not like...
And out whoring.
I guess they didn't create like, you know, rich people. Like, you know, we're not like...
Listen,
extremely successful and...
Our parents aren't rich. Odds are they're not making rich kids.
True.
You know...
You gotta buck the trend, Mark.
Yeah, I know. Everyone pretty much stays on the same level.
But either way, yeah. I think that when you have kids, you're just like... As long as they don't hurt anybody else, you know, they're good.
Yeah, they're not murderers.
What about a heartbreaker? Would you rather your son be like a real heartbreaker or find a wife right away, you know, and that's it?
No, I'd rather him play the field. Really? I don't know about a heartbreaker. I don't want him to be married at like 18. That's too young.
Well.
I wouldn't want him to find a wife right away.
Yeah, but do you want him to be, what if he was our age and not married?
I'm my age and not married, so obviously I don't see anything wrong with it.
People do, though. I've been hearing that we're coming up to the age where it's weird if you're not married.
Oh, fuck them. They just say that because they want to marry you.
Yeah.
Pretty weird if you're not married. You want to get married? Like, no. No, thank you.
Probably pops the question. Yeah. How often do girls pop the question? Like, they just can't take it anymore.
Oh, I bet it's pretty often.
Really?
Yeah, because you know what? Listen, girls, I fucking hate you, and you always get that shit in a relationship.
Mark, that's a nice. Your mom just called me and said that's a nice.
That's why I don't have mom listen to
you
the
finally,
show.
You finally did it, Mark. You disappointed your mom.
Well, but chicks will always, if you've been in a relationship with a woman and you're not married to her, you've had this conversation where the chick says, am I just wasting my time here? All right, I don't want to be wasting my time. Then you fucking use that term. They beat it to death.
How is that wasting your time?
Don't tell me. Tell them. But I know they pop the question.
I'm going to say it to my boss Monday. Am I just wasting my time? Where is this going?
Yeah.
Is this going to lead to something more substantial or what?
But that's,
no, it's not.
That's them popping the question in their own way. They're not doing it in the romantic way like they want the guy to ask.
Oh, yeah, they force your hand.
Yeah. They're trying to force the issue. Like, listen, either we break up or we get fucking married.
Out of 10 marriages, how many of these guys were kind of forced? Like, they might not be against it totally, but they wouldn't have done it on their own.
There's a big number where the dude's like, listen, I was perfectly happy doing everything the way we were now. We're together. We're having a good time. Now, all of a sudden, she says, you know, kind of lets me know that if we don't get married, we're going to fucking break up. And it's like, well... I guess. I got nothing against it. All right.
Yeah, you know, she's fine.
I mean...
I don't feel like going to find something else.
Yeah, I would have been fine not being married, but all right, we'll get married.
You got to start from scratch again. I mean, that's what... You're building this nice thing, and then all of a sudden, it's like...
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it's bullshit, because not enough. Now this chick needs the law involved. We were perfectly fine before.
It's not even that. They want that fucking party. Oh, they want their friends to be impressed.
Yeah, I know.
They want to show everyone the ring. Everywhere they go... Oh, here's my ring.
Yeah, here's a ring that my husband probably didn't have the money for.
Spent 4 years of fucking his pay on there.
And he got a fucking line of credit at the jewelry store just so he can fucking buy it.
This piece of shit worthless rock.
Uh-huh.
And then now we're married. Now I get to plan this fucking wedding for 2 years and annoy the shit out of everyone I know. That's all I talk about. My brother gets married. Every time that I saw that wife is, let's talk about wedding over and over
again. I wanted the china to look like this, like all the details.
And it's like, I don't care. It's like Jim Carrey said in Dumb and Dumber, I don't know and I don't care.
He's right.
Enough. It's only exciting to you.
Is Jim Carrey funny again, or is he still serious?
He's a serious man. Like a movie that he's not in.
It's funny how so many comedic actors, they just do that. Like, all they do, they're the funny guy. They're doing this, they're doing that. Then all of a sudden, they just decide, no more comedy for me. I'm the straight man. And then, like, they like lose their senses of humor.
Listen, I'm not getting any respect as an actor. So if I do some serious movies, I'll get respect.
I guess. You know what? I respect that fucking fat-ass paycheck you're getting.
Hey, you know what, dude? That Spotless Mind movie is pretty good.
It is. No, I'm not saying he's not making good movies. But I'd like to see him, you know, be funny again, though. I mean, listen, Truman
Make me
Show.
Laugh, funny man. Come on. Let's go.
He's been in really good, you know, like, you know, serious movies. And he's been doing a great job. I like Jim Carrey. I'm not knocking him.
Best friends. Friends for life.
Listen, he's a really good man. You know, he gave me a really good Christmas present.
I bet he did.
Took care of me on my birthday, too. Flew me out. He's a
nice
guy.
He may have an extra day. You're like, he called it the Mark Day, and he just gave you gifts.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. You know what? Does that twice a week. He's a good man. But I'd like to see him in a comedy again.
Well, let's write him one.
No, I'm going to work on that. Who else has happened to, I think? Steve Martin. You don't see him being funny.
Can't be the jerk forever, Mark.
I can. I'm an asshole.
But by the way, I think Jim Carrey's going to be in Dumb and Dumber 2.
They already made a sequel, Dumb and Dumber, with like the young version.
But no,
or
this
something.
Is with the actual actors.
Did you ever see that?
I refuse.
Yeah, I never seen it either. It looked
horrible. I will not receive any fucking sequels with different actors that take place either.
But they're prequels.
Right after
they're prequels, not sequels.
Prequel, sequel, whatever. You know, same thing with that Christmas Story sequel. I'm not watching. It's different actors.
Didn't it go straight to video, that thing?
Of course.
What about a requel? Yeah. What's that?
So we're talking about rings. I've been seeing these commercials about
Lord of the Rings.
Chocolate diamonds. I'm like, what in the fuck is a chocolate diamond?
A fucking dirty-ass diamond, I guess, right?
Yeah,
is it a diamond discolored?
Yeah, I looked it up, and they, you know, chocolate diamond is the industry name. It's a company that they just named it, you know. It's a marketing name.
Yeah, I've seen they have, like, yellow diamonds and pink diamonds. They have a different variety.
So the darker diamond, like, used to be totally worthless. They only use it for industrial uses. But then someone got the idea, let's market it as chocolate diamonds and sell it for way more than it's worth.
Yeah.
It was the worthless diamond. They're like, well, no one wants this. We'll just use it for cutting shit. And now
That's
people are buying
do.
It up.
For the longest time, you only wanted a diamond that was, like, perfectly clear. You needed the clarity. You needed the cut. But you know what? Awesome idea. Let's make more money off of suckers. Let's just sell them fucking everything. All this shit. Look, this was flawed before. Before, no one wanted it. This was worthless. Now we decide.
Chocolate.
Turns out
people like chocolate.
Turns out it's worth a lot of money.
Chocolate's delicious. How about a chocolate ring?
Hey, remember how this diamond used to be worthless? Now it's not. Now it's worth a lot of money. Pay.
All diamonds are worthless.
We know.
It's a fucking lie.
We've gone through it before.
Let's pretend something's really rare, even though it's not rare at all, and let's charge a lot for it. And girls are suckers. And they force these guys to spend money that they don't have on shit they don't need. So you could show their fucking friend some shiny ring. Look what I got.
Let me tell you something.
That's love to you?
Life is
how
a
fucking,
fucking scam.
Money I spend? That's love. That's what love is? That's not what love is in my world.
How's your engagement planning going?
What engagement
plan? I don't know.
Do I sound angry? A little too worked up about this.
Yeah, calm down. It's all right.
No, it just annoys me. You see all the shows about weddings and shit. It's like,
yeah, I see those
reality
type shows.
Why would you spend $10,000 on a fucking dress you wear once? Why?
Put on the show. Guys don't have the equivalent. Do they?
I guess not.
They used to have... I mean, when a guy got married, he'd used to have like a kick-ass bachelor party. But I think guys are so fucking pussy-whipped now, they're really not allowed to. Like,
their girls
aren't going to let them fucking go all out and go nuts and have, an awesome bachelor, like a TV-style bachelor party.
Yeah, guys are getting blowjobs.
Like, I mean, for the most part now, I think guys, like, they might have, like, a poker night with some buddies. Maybe watch a stag film. You know, like, no, fuck you.
I've never been to a bachelor party, I don't think.
I told you the story about the one
time. Yeah, you got in trouble. The guy listened.
It's funny. The guy fucking. I badmouthed the fucking. It was a boring ass. It was called the bachelor party. I had to pay $20 to fucking get in.
You got a piece of pizza.
No, I think there was some. I don't know what the fuck I had. And there was some food.
But. And then his buddy started listening to the show and he goes, I'm sorry you didn't have a good time. It was all sad.
I know. You left me a fucking message on Facebook. I felt like shit. I'm like,
I just picked up all sad. I'm sorry, Mark. I thought you'd have a better time. I let you down this time.
Like, man, what are the odds the dude fucking heard that show?
Well, pretty good. You told him to listen.
Yeah, but what are the odds he's going to listen to that particular episode?
That's the fucking thing. We've been doing this podcast for so long that, like, we'll say shit. Like, oh, fuck, I don't know that. I'm not talking to that person anymore. A couple months later, you'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, I'm doing a podcast now. Then they'll listen and hear you talk shit about him.
Yeah, I was talking to another old friend. And I was like, hey, listen to the show. And so he started listening to, like, old episodes. And then he just texted me. He's like, hey, in episode 202, were you talking about me? yeah, actually, I was. It's funny.
It's funny.
Good thing I wasn't bad-mouthing him, though. I just didn't happen to mention him.
Yeah, well, I'm careful not to bad-mouth people I know might listen.
I just assume no one I know is listening. That's what I like. I'm like... So somebody you know is listening to you.
Your grandma's gonna be pissed that you didn't like going over to her house.
Yeah,
I thought you liked pulling weeds, Mark.
No, she passed away a while back.
Passed away. She died.
She did both.
I hate passed away. I don't use that ever. I don't know why it bothers me. It just does.
What if somebody walks by you? Like, I just passed away.
Yeah, he passed away from me.
Yeah.
Hey. Where did that guy go? Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, my God. When? Just now. You didn't see?
Yeah, he passed away that way.
Looking for a corpse.
But, yeah, I say died.
You said it all the time.
Yeah, what if she was alive, though? She heard this. She'd be so disappointed.
Well, listen.
Like that was her
if
way.
If she were alive now, she'd be in her 90s. A 90-year-old person cannot work a fucking computer. They're not listening to podcasts.
She took a class at the community college, all right? She knows.
Yeah.
She took Internet 101.
Okay, on Internet 101, they teach you how to work a fucking mouse. They probably...
That's the first thing they teach you. But by the end of the semester, you got to go... Your final exam is to listen to a podcast of your choice. And she just happened to find the Hotshot Whiz Kids.
That's common. People are always just finding us. It's happenstance.
They do somehow.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know how.
By the way, tell us... how you found us.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know. You know, how you just happen to start listening.
If you know us, don't bother.
Yeah, if you know us, so who cares?
I know because you're my brother. Like, no, fuck
your brother doesn't listen to this show.
Because you're my husband.
Your husband doesn't listen to this show.
But anyways, if we don't know you...
Yeah, I'd like to know how
you found us. We don't know you intimately. Tell us how you found the show.
If I'm not blowing you...
Tell us how.
How many times are you going to ask them to tell you how?
Speaking of old and dead, I was thinking...
George Burns.
If I was going to think of an ideal way to die, I would like to...
Murder George Burns.
Live till age 85, still have all my wits, still be pretty mobile, and then have the world end. That's what I'd like.
Like a blow up?
Whatever, done. No one else is alive, either. You know why? Because when I die, I'm going to be really jealous of all the fuckers who get to keep living.
See, that's why I'm against donating my organs. Like, I will not sign the back of my license. You need my fucking heart? Fuck you. My liver's pristine. I haven't had a drink in years, and I don't plan on it. Not that I have anything against drinking. I'm just not going out. You need my pristine liver because you were fucking boozing all your life? Fuck you. I'm angry that I'm dead. You're not getting shit from me.
Fucking angriest dead guy dead. Gotta say the angriest dead guy alive. Mm-hmm. Makes sense at all. Yeah, I want
to... I need to tell my family, like, listen, if something ever happens to me, I do not want my organs given away. Like, you know, let's say I'm in an accident and they'll...
You should leave in your will that you want everyone else to kill themselves in the world.
They have to follow that, too. Yeah.
It's in my will.
The lawyer, while he's reading the will, will have like reading it on the internet.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to commit suicide.
Because wouldn't that be ideal? Like, I wouldn't feel so bad about dying if I knew, like, well, everyone else is dying too, so.
It's like when you were a kid and you didn't do your homework. If your buddy next to you didn't do your homework either, you felt better. Like, ooh, well, that's a relief. You didn't do it either, okay.
Like, it doesn't make anything. You're still going to get in trouble. And when your parents are yelling at you for not doing your homework, it's not going to help you one bit.
You motherfucker, you didn't do your homework again, you piece of shit.
Neither did Tommy, all right?
Oh, he didn't do it? All right. You're off. You get a pass.
You do feel better. Even, like, being late. If you're walking in late with somebody else, like, it's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's not so bad with a partner.
You need company.
So maybe I don't need everyone to die. Maybe if I just die with a bunch of people.
Hey, do you think that's an advertisement for marriage? Everything's better with a partner. Think about that.
Let's die at the same time?
I'm not talking about dying. I said everything's better with a partner. Maybe that's a metaphor for life.
Do you need to get married for that? I don't know. You know, partner is a partner.
Nope, you need that ring, or it's not official.
Listen, Mark. First comes love, then comes marriage.
Then comes the baby in the baby carriage?
Yes.
You know what? I've heard that before. I don't know where.
You fucked that up, man. You fucked up. You heard that all your life, and you still fucked it up.
I am.
Like, all right, first comes...
Wait, isn't it a steeple somehow involved? And you open up the church, and there's all the people?
Maybe. What about sitting in a tree?
Do you have to climb a tree to get any action?
I only kiss in trees. Let's go. Up there, baby.
You know what? I've never climbed the tree. You?
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I used to do it with my cousin. And
like,
he was
fuck him?
He was insane, apparently, because he wasn't afraid of injury, I guess. Because he climbed to, like, the fucking top. And I'd be in the first branch, like, hey, Ida, cool.
Yeah,
listen. He'd be climbing up there, and he'd be carving his name in. I'm like, carve my name, too. So any future climbers will think I'm brave, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know what? Never. Not even the fucking first branch.
Hey, you know what?
Don't climb fences, either.
My cautiousness has helped. I've never broken a bone, never had any major injuries.
Yeah, neither did your fucking dumbass cousin. Oh, yeah,
he broke his arm hopping over a fence.
Isn't that funny? A fucking 3-foot fence, he breaks his arm, but like a fucking 80-foot tree, he's fine.
I fell out of a tree once, like, on my first branch. See? It worked out, because I was only on the first branch. I lived. I lived to tell a tale.
I didn't know you lived.
Huh.
I
lived to tell a tale.
Interesting.
I mean, I had no major injuries when I was a kid, except for the broken blood vessels thing.
What about your balls? Didn't you have a problem with your balls?
No. Okay. No, my doctor thought I had cancer or something, because one was bigger than the other, which is fucking... They tell you in a health class that it's fucking, you know...
Turns out you're just a freak.
No, they said... Very common for balls to be different size.
Yeah, but not that extreme.
It wasn't extreme.
One of your balls is like a fucking cantaloupe.
My dumbass
doctor.
And the
other one's like a marble.
He's an asshole. Like, but now I'm back to him again. Like, for years, I had different insurance, so I couldn't have them. And then I got the new insurance. I'm like, fuck, I need to sign up for a doctor. It's like, physician. I'm like, well, they have that guy. I guess I'll take him again.
Is he on your ass about your balls again?
I don't know. I don't go to the doctor.
You should ask him.
Hey, remember when you fucking ruined my life by sending me to the fucking hospital to get my balls ultrasound?
How did that ruin your life?
Because that woman was moving around my very tiny and cold penis.
That would ruin your life.
And she held it with a finger and thumb.
Like it's something gross.
Gross or tiny?
No, you know what? If a chick grabs your cock with like a finger and thumb, that means she thinks it's disgusting.
Or what if you drop a tiny nail on the ground? How are you picking up? You're not picking up with your whole hand. You're picking up with your finger and thumb. So it's either gross or very tiny.
What would you prefer? To her to think it's gross or small?
Tiny.
Okay. You have a tiny penis.
Because if you have a tiny penis, you can still get a girl.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you that she likes it, if she likes you.
I love small cons.
That is the great thing about girls.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why only guys care about penis size, because girls do not give a fuck until after you're with them.
Oh, yeah, after you break up and you're an asshole again?
Yeah, no,
then they'll goof
she
on
hates
you. With
you
and, he's such a small penis.
Yeah, now, you know, she's telling her friends, Mr. Tiny Cock, there he is. Oh, you know what that reminds me? Back in the days when I would just never have a fucking chick, like, ever. It'd be like years and years. I never even fucking talked to a girl, no contact at all. And then I'd overhear a chick.
Like used to make me get naked and tuck my penis.
I need something. That's a peak. Please, I got to
pretend. I looked like a girl back then, so.
Yeah, I still do.
A better body than most girls.
Mm-hmm. Still do it sometimes for a treat. Mm-hmm. But I'd overhear a chick, like an attractive woman, you know, talking about me. She's like, oh, yeah, you know what? My my ex kind of looks like that guy over there. And I'd be like, what the fuck? You dated a guy that looked like me?
And it wasn't me?
Yeah. And it's like, I can't fucking get a woman. How could a guy that looked like me get a woman?
Well, that's, you know, I...
But it really is just,
you know... That's better than the people like, oh, yeah, you look like this guy. And then you see that guy that they say you look like, and he's a fucking beast.
Yeah. It's I hate when that happens, when someone says, yeah, you know, you look like my cousin a little bit, and then you see that fucking cousin, and he's a fucking monster.
Dumbasses. You know what else I hate is when people go, oh, where'd you go to high school? And you say, like, oh, yeah, I went to JFK. Oh, really? Do you know Tom Baldwin? Do you know him? No. Oh, do you know Steve Carlos? Nope. Jake Smith. It's like, I don't know any fucking buddy, all right? Leave me alone.
People do that to me, too. And, like, they'd name them. I would never
fucking
know.
And they just keep going
anyone.
On the list. Like, I don't. I usually go, listen, whoever you're going to say, I'm not going to know. Or if I do, I didn't really know them. I mean,
you know what? If it's graduating class, I might know somebody. But if it's any other fucking year.
Oh, yeah, that guy, me and him are best of fucking friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her? Oh, yeah, I fucked her. No, I don't know anybody. Leave me alone.
You all know I don't have friends.
That's what I say to people. It's, I got a,
if you want
to
be our
friend. I got a t-shirt
friend,
that says that. You know I don't have any friends.
If you want to be our friends, go to hotshotwizkids.com. Leave a message.
HotshotWizKids@gmail.com. Let us know how you found the show, or tweet at us. That'll be a good way to do it, too.
Hey, do you even need to do the Gmail anymore? Can't you leave a comment on the regular page?
Yeah, do that. Leave a comment on the page. Tell us how you got in the show.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Done.
See you all.
Shut up. I said done.
Tomorrow's another day. Annie.